Have you had enough of your unhappy relationship but are finding it really, really, really hard, and we mean super hard, to break up with someone? Never fear. Enter the Breaker Upperers, who will do the hard work for you. The opening film for this year's Sydney Film Festival, and joining us now from the faraway land of New Zealand is the Breaker Upperers directors and stars Jackie Van Beek and Madeline Sammy. Hello.
Hello.
It's like in a little alt title there, the Upper Breakers.
The Upper Breakerers.
That's like a sequel to Fight Club. The Upper Cutters.
Maybe in the Northern Hemisphere they'll play it like that, upside down and inside out. Yeah.
There's an alternative Denmark poster where that's the title. 100%.
With us looking super serious with some ice or something.
Yeah, by a lake.
Firstly, you guys are now the top 30 grossing films of all time in New Zealand.
I think we made the top 20.
Now you're top 20.
I think I saw a text.
I think we're inching closer to the top 10.
Oh, wow.
Do you think? Could we say that?
I think
20.
You could definitely say we're inching closer.
Inching.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure from where.
Are you still inching over there? Hey, Jackie. Yeah. I'm inched up here.
Top 20, I think, yeah. And we've had 22 films made in New Zealand over the last 50 years, and we are in the top 20.
So has it been awesome?
Sorry.
She gets very distracted, especially in an interview. She's pressing all the buttons. Has it been awesome? Madeline, has it been awesome?
Yes, it has been awesome.
Good girl. Finally, a proper answer.
Wow.
That's my girl.
One today.
Talking about the movie? Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's been awesome. But you know what's awesome? I'm bringing it back on track. That's what I do.
Here we go.
You know what's awesome? We get to see Celia Pakola today.
Yes.
Also in the movie. Amazing. And our co-star Anna Scottney has just flown over from New Zealand. So we're very excited to see them as well today.
Anna Scottney, like, I would hazard to say nearly steals the whole movie final act.
You can say it.
But we're not going to do that in the rest of the interview.
You can say it, man.
You said it.
I think it's a credit to your phenomenal writing. She just has so much to do.
All the hard work to the other actors.
Long speeches for James Rolleston.
Monologues,
Anna did a lot of, we did a lot of improvisation in the film, and Anna is an incredible improviser. Like, she would just start and just not stop until we didn't want to ever say cut.
If one of us was directing, we'd just be in tears behind the camera, just letting it roll. Yeah. Wasting all of our shooting time.
Yep. Then we had to remember to get ourselves on screen sometimes. We'd have to go, we've got to do our bit.
Oh, we've got 10 minutes to shoot the final scene of the movie because we wasted all that time on the improv, but oh well. Yeah. Hey, it's all in the movie. It's great.
It's all there, yeah.
How was it directing yourselves?
It was pretty weird. You know, directing, and it was quite all-consuming, you know. It took a while to kind of warm into the process because we didn't go in having directed a film together before, or let alone co-directing and co-starring. So we sort of found it pretty organically. There were definitely days where I'd go home and go, I wish I'd directed a bit more today, or I wish we'd got that shot, or I wish I'd thought about it like that, or, you know, I wish I'd said that improv line or whatever. But I think that we sort of got there with our process in the end.
And one of our on-set producers, Ainsley Gardner, she's also a writer-director. So, you know, when Madeline and I were both in a scene and we want to do some improv, and of course what we think is we're coming up with more and more comedy gold. Because, you know, when you're improvising, you don't want to be thinking about directing or anything else. You just want to be thinking about the gold. And so we would say to Ainsley, okay, you're allowed to shout out and tell us to stop and you're allowed to call cut. So that was great that there was someone to rein it in.
Yeah, and often... you know, it worked really well on days when neither Jackie or I were in the scene, though, so we could direct each other. And on the other days we'd just go a bit mad, but we got there in the end.
It was fun. It was like a circus, you know. It was fun, but we knew that it would be like that. And when we were, you know, talking to all of our kind of key crew and key cast, you know, we said it will be chaotic, and we're not going to be able to give you enough time because we're writers, directors, and actors. And so everyone kind of came on board, you know, kind of embracing the spirit of that.
Yeah. Yes. You just surrender, and then everyone has a good time, knowing that they're going into quite a mad project.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice spirit within our crew and our cast, and we had a 66% female crew and cast.
Yeah, a lot of chicks.
Yeah, a lot of chicks, which was also, it was sort of just, that happened organically as well, really.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, Jackie and I were both staring back at a full female camera crew, which barely ever
happened in my... Two cameras. All females, hey.
So that was cool. So, yeah, there were lots of really... there was a really nice energy on the film behind the scenes, and of course, in front of the camera.
Madeline's putting on a really weird smile. I don't know what she's doing.
Like, where are we going with this?
I was
going
to say
in front of the scenes.
No, don't say that.
That's not good England.
No, you've said it.
Yeah, it's not.
That's
good
not
England.
Good England.
Yeah, it's not good England. I can speak good England.
You can. No, you do. When we're back home.
In the interest of saving you guys time, because I know you're about to head off to the Open Sydney Film Festival and host. Are you doing a bit of Q&A with Nashan at the beginning, the end?
We're doing just a very short intro, and then if it goes well, it says in the itinerary, get up and take a bow. I think if it doesn't go well,
that's
quite nerve-wracking, because I saw I've only been to Sydney once in the last 15 years, and I've not been inside the State Theatre, and I saw a digital photo of the State Theatre today. And I felt nervous because it's got like columns and it's
Let's Google it. I'm not scared of it.
You're not scared of anything. So I feel very excited, but a bit nervous.
State Theatre?
I feel
Sydney.
What's that called? Anticipation is what I'm experiencing.
Mm. Yeah. But you've already you crushed it at South by Southwest. You opened.
Went well.
Yeah. You were the darlings, so I read.
Oh, really?
So I read.
that was really fun going over there. And because we didn't know how it would play to Americans, but it played really well. And I feel like as much as we mock your guys' accents and stuff, I feel like that we are kind of cousins to you guys, so I have less trepidation about will they get it, because I think, you know, we get each other's stuff.
We don't have the accent thing, although the Americans really responded to every, more jokes than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, there's always that thing that gets a little bit lost in translation. And, you know, we're excited about Australia because there's less to be lost in translation,
I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Madeline, Sammy, I can't even talk now, and Jackie Van Beek from The Breaker Uppers. They're the stars, the directors, the writers. This has been an absolute pleasure. You guys are hilarious. The movie's freaking hilarious. It's going to totally kick ass at Sydney Film Festival opening night tonight. I know that. And look, Deadpool 2 raised a really high bar of the use of Celine Dion in a movie in 2018. And I would have to say, without spoiling much, I died and thought that your version of a Celine Dion song in a movie is probably the best thing I've seen this year and in a number of years. So thank you.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And
wunderbar.
And thank you for coming along.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, guys.